Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I am Kristen, and I am here with Neil, psychic and author. Good morning, Neil. Neil Baker.
Good morning.
So lots of callers in the queue this morning. Glad you could all join us. I noticed there are some first-time callers here, so I want to let everybody know that we will get to your calls at about quarter after the hour, and we do take calls in the order they are received. So everyone in the queue will be getting a reading. We suggest that you don't hang up and call back and hang up and call back because it jumbles the board and makes it a little confusing, and then you lose your place in line. So rest assured we'll be getting to your calls, but first we're going to discuss today, I believe it's transcendent spirits that we encounter that are related to our transcendent energy. But first, I want to let everybody know how to get in touch with us. Of course, you can call Neil, 562-596-7818 for a conversation that is a more in-depth conversation than that which will occur on the air. You may also join us on Facebook. Our fan page is linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile right here in Blog Talk Radio, and we also have a friend page which you can connect with us on as well, and I think you can find that via the fan page, and you can also follow us here to stay updated on our show schedule. But, Neil, today, as I said, we're going to be talking about transcendent spirits, and we actually do encounter in our astral journeys, I'm assuming, and sometimes even in our non-astral journeys, spirits that assist in our transcendent energy. Is that true?
Well, it is true. I mean, that's, according to my beliefs, it's true. We're basically dealing with the idea of transcendence, but before we get there briefly, we're also dealing with where does transcendence come from, and basically we're dealing with two general aspects of that, which would be deism and theism, being that a deity created the universe and it started to function it but is no longer actively involved, as opposed to a deity creating the universe and is actively participating in the world's activities and in its history, and that we have this inner spiritual essence, and that everything's kind of operating according to a higher power. When we get into the idea, though, of transcendence, that actually comes from the Latin word that means to go beyond. So when we go beyond, whenever we go beyond into the higher astral realms, we deal with these transcendent beings who we basically discuss our higher energies with, especially in our dream states. When we fall asleep and we astral project, we can deal with two different kinds of, in essence, the energy that there are deities, and then there are lower energies that work with the deity, and so one of them would be a higher transcendent being. Now, those higher transcendent beings, as opposed to the karmic beings would be those spiritual energies that deal with our karma, that deal with our past life situations. That has nothing to do with the transcendent beings that we encounter when we astral project and when we're trying to reach higher goals. And these transcendent beings, like I said, are in a state that is beyond our karma, beyond our present earthly energies, that refer to energies that would be more involved in the soul or the spirit. Now, they kind of exist outside or beyond creation. So they're a higher order of beings. They're higher than humans, and they're higher than any other living entity.
So we're not talking about transcendent beings that were formerly humans, and because of course we encounter transcendent relationships with other humans. You're talking specifically about spirits that were never in a human body?
Well, some transcendent beings have been, I mean, we're trying to transcend as human beings. So some of them, some of the spirits that we encounter, so some of the souls that we encounter have been human beings before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's different than the celestial energies that have never been human beings. Those celestial enemies usually connect.
celestial enemies?
Energies,
not enemies.
And not enemies. We're not dealing with the dark side today.
Not today.
They usually connect to people of high order. Those are human beings that are in a very high classification of energy. But for most of us, we're basically dealing with transcendent guides who were once human beings who are now instructing other human beings in terms of how to transcend and how to work out that pattern. Now, we do encounter them, and they have nothing to do with karma. In fact, there is when we leave our bodies at night and we have these conferences with these higher beings, we can go one of two channels. We can go into a past life and slip back there, and thereby those are usually dreams that have conflict in it, and they relate to things that we're familiar with or that we have experienced. That's usually a karmic journey, and those are karmic beings that take us on those journeys. When we go into a transcendent form, meaning that we're dealing more in terms of the soul and the spirit, we encounter higher beings that are called transcendent beings, and they are more connected to the realms way beyond the earth. This is where we work in an area where we're doing higher work, not necessarily ego work. If you're trying to be somebody, if you're trying to accomplish something on the planet, and it has to do with a job or a relationship or something like that, you're not going to get a transcendent being in that regard. You're probably going to get a karmic energy, or you're going to get kind of a medium of energies. But when we deal with spirit aspects and things that are of a higher energy, when we're in the seventh chakra and we're dealing with those higher energies, that's when we draw the attention of these transcendent beings who actually help to pull us out of our bodies and conference with us. That's when we're inspired to talk about the higher realms, matters of spirituality, matters of emotions that are of a much higher degree, when we're channeling higher spirits and things like that. That's when we usually encounter these higher beings. And for the most part, you know, I don't really encounter a lot of clients in my world that are really, that's really their main focus. I mean, I've got people who want to develop their spiritual energy and get in tune with that, so to speak. But the attitude that you're going to encounter a transcendent being means that you're now on a special note. There's a message you're giving the planet, something of higher energy. And indeed, a lot of famous people do deal with transcendent beings, but they're not necessarily they're not necessarily totally transcendent in body, mind, and soul. I believe that there are many people out there, very famous people, who were in touch with something higher. Even in our contemporary time, people like John Lennon was in touch with something. He was in touch with something of higher order. He had a high social consciousness, and he had a high...
why he was assassinated, but that's another topic. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, the higher beings will be, because there is a kind of duality mixed into the energy, and that's when we get into issues that have more to do with dual theism, which is more that there's really two deities who are often approximately equal in power, and I guess in classical terms you'd be looking at God and Satan. As those two opposing forces that are constantly in battle with one another. But beyond that, when we're dealing with people who have high inspiration, we go, my God, they, you know, the Beethovens and the Mozarts and people like that, people of higher order, the great philosophers and the great writers and whatnot, artists, they're touching something. But, and they may be touching the hem of something magnificent, like a transcendent being. But when you get into the realm, a transcendent being, I mean, some of those people are also atheists. And they're lacking a certain spirituality, even though they have a certain brilliance and knowledge. But when you're getting to the higher order of energy, whenever any of our callers are touched upon the aspect of higher spiritual content, then you are getting through the doorway of connecting to a transcendent being. And these transcendent beings are available to us. I mean, they actually wait for us to reach that point of acknowledgement about what the content of existence is, and we thereby start to communicate with them, and it gets rather exciting. But I just want to kind of open up. I know we've got a lot of callers today, so we're not going to linger too much on this. There's never enough time for this.
There's
stuff.
Never enough time. We can continue if you'd like on Wednesday.
Well, people are interested in it, and they text us or email us.
They can let us know if they want us to continue.
They want to continue. There's so much information on it. But the one I want to leave it with is that basically transcendence is, it's elusive. It's beyond perception. It's so high that you have to be in such a high frequency to be able to actually communicate with such beings. I mean, the translation does come down into our language. So it's not so high that we can't comprehend it. But when we encounter a transcendent being, then the whole world changes for us, and we're in a different realm. We almost lose our worldly pursuits, and we start discussing matters of high intensity, high spiritual content.
Okay, Neil, thank you for that. And let us get to our callers. Now, there are a few of you who've been waiting in the queue, 352 area code 405 and 305, that do not have one pressed on your handset. So if you don't press one, I won't take your call today. There's so many people in line, but we do need to have your hand raised in order for you to speak with us. So if you're just listening, go ahead and keep listening. First caller is from area code 203. Good morning.
Hi, this is Shante.
Hi. I'm sorry?
Shante.
How do you spell your name?
S-H-O-N-T-E.
Hi, Shante. And what's your birth date and location, please?
Connecticut, 12-18-88.
Oh, wow, lots of eights. And we know Neil likes the 18th to be born on, so a good solid day of birth there. Shante, what's your question?
I recently took a break for a while on dating, and I've been dating someone recently for like a month already, and I was just wondering, where do you see this heading?
You're recently dating a new person, and you're interested in this person. You want to know where it's heading?
Yeah, because I took a break from relationships for a year, but I recently been dating this person for a month.
Okay. Well, you're 26 years old. You're actually went through 13 cycles. So you're going through, see, your master number is 2, Shante. And that master number 2 in 2 year years of 26 is 13. Now, 13 is significant because it's your month 12 plus the 1 in the day. So we have a 13 going on in there, don't we? Now, that 13, you can understand what I'm saying. It's very simple. 12 for your month, the one in your day, 12 plus 1 is 13. We're adding it up. You've gone through 13 cycles of your master number, being that you're 26 and your master number is 2. 13 is really a 4. So what you're doing is you're achieving a sense of balance in this world with all the past life love relationships you've ever had. And what's happening now, you've taken a month off, or you took whatever it was, and you've been with this person for a month. What this is this person is a karmic connection. you've had a past life relationship with this person. I don't even need to know his name. I don't need to know anything. I just know this about you. You've had a past life connection with this person. And so what you're doing is, as you collect all of your past life relationships, Sante, into this lifetime, and you find people from a past life that you still have things to work out with, issues, especially in terms of sexuality and relationship. If they're available and they're also on the planet and they have a likewise situation to work out with you, then that's what you're encountering. That's what I believe you're encountering right now. So this person that you're with right now, this is a trial and this is kind of a trial of possibilities and errors. So you're locked in a contest with this person because you're supposed to, first of all, resolve karma that you have with this person, which ultimately results in the karma you have with yourself to improve your own ability to formulate a good, mature relationship and to find that. And probably, I don't know, maybe if you look back at all your other relationships, have anything lasted more than 2 years in your, you know, 12 or something years of dating?
No.
I'm sorry?
No, she says.
No. You see, because nothing will. Because you're still locked in karma, and you're not through that yet, and there's been no marriages or anything, I imagine. So you're basically working out energy that stands short of but no more than your master number of two. And this is another one with this person. Now, this person, he's kind of interesting to me because, to me, there's a past life variety of correspondence with him, meaning that he has something to do with communications in this lifetime. And I don't have a lot of time. I wish I did, because you're kind of an interesting case for me. Just because I'm looking at the nature of who you are and what your relationships are. But has there been anything in communications with yourself or with this person, you know, mass communications, computer, writing, journalism?
I'm just in school for massage therapy.
For massage therapy. Well, that's a different kind of communication. That is a communication of intensity, because it's communication of energy to body. And so that there we can kind of deviate from the essence of communication. What does he do, real quickly? What does he do for a living?
Electrician.
Well, that's a different.
Yeah.
Electrician.
He does electrician for like railroads.
Different. They're more esoteric forms of communication in lieu of that. But what I can tell you right now, do you correspond with him a lot? Do you text with him or anything?
Yes.
Well, basically everybody texts today. But there's going to be content in there. I don't have time to get into it, Shante, but there's going to be basically text within your conversations that will give a link to some of your past life connections. I will say that it's an important relationship, and it's one that needs to be analyzed further in order to really decide where it's going, but I will say that it's a valid relationship based on a past life at this moment.
All right, Shante. Okay. Well, thank you so much for
your
call. All right, take care.
Thank you.
562-596-7818, and please join us here on Blog Talk Radio by clicking that follow button under our profile name, and also we would love to see you on Facebook or on Twitter. 561. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Sorry, we didn't hear your name. What's your name?
Stacy.
Stacy?
Yes.
Stacey?
Correct.
And your location and birth date, please. Stacy?
I'm in Florida. It's 12/16/72.
I'm sorry, say that again.
12/16/72.
1672. Okay. And what's your question?
I wanted to know, in regards to the relationship, do you see anything coming in for me?
Okay. Anything coming in? 29 to. Well, she's the relationship chakra.
Yeah, yeah. You're like the other caller, Shantae. She was a 38-11-2. You're a 29-11-2. They 29-11-2s, they basically have relationships, and they're usually troubling. And typically...
she's laughing.
So you're laughing. At least you can laugh about it. I always say that if you can have a good laugh track in terms of what you do through life, you're going to be better off if you can hear the laughter behind your actions. But the attitude, Stacey, is that the troubled relationships, probably a little bit of trouble in your upbringing, in your family, issues, emotional, abusive, something in there, usually gets involved in a 29-11-2. They have a hard time getting through life. They usually have one parent that isn't, you know, their cup of tea, if you want to put it that way, and they have trouble. There's sometimes alcoholism or drugs involved somewhere around the person, if not to the person themselves, but they get involved in that stuff with other people.
Can she validate that?
Well, can you? Anything, Stacey?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're validating it. This is basically the karmic background map of your life. But, you know, the energy that I find impressive with you is that your master number is 2. You have a 2 in your month. You have a 2 in your year. The 2 in your month is sort of sitting beside a 16, which is a broken up 7. And you have a 7 in your year. So there's a good possibility that you're going to find a spiritual romantic relationship. You will find that. Well, how old are you? 72, 2000. So you are 42 years old. Well,
right.
You know, you had a change around 11. You had another change around 29. Did you ever have an engagement that got broken off? Did anybody ever propose to you?
No.
What'd she say?
She says no.
No?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever live with it?
I didn't stick around enough.
They don't stick around?
Yes, I don't stick around enough.
You've lived with somebody? Did you live with somebody, he was asking?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a past life marriage. That person was past life marriage. Not this lifetime, but past life. That was an old past life marriage situation. And there probably was infidelity within the relationship. Somebody cheated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so what can I say to you that's coming up? You're 42 years old. You're going through 21. Oh, this is your 21st cycle. You have a relationship coming up this year. You have a relationship coming up this year, Stacey, that is going to be... Yeah, you are. Uh-huh.
I don't have time for foolishness anymore. So.
Well, I agree with you. You know, you're 42 years old, and what you're really saying, Stacey, is that you don't want to repeat karma.
True.
If you've gone through it. So I'm telling you that this next relationship may not have to have a lot of karma in it. But, you know, you're going to have to stick to that promise that you don't want any foolishness. That means that within yourself you have to really look hard and say, where is my integrity? Where is my honesty? Where is my purpose? And if you can answer those three questions with a high degree of intelligence, that means that you're going to be responsible. The universe is going to send you your next individual, which will be somebody that you could really fall in love with. Now, that's a prediction in pencil, but it is one that I'm saying before you reach 43. So that's what my prediction is for a short reading on the radio today.
Okay.
All right, Stacey. Well,
you.
We thank you for
the call. Thank you.
And good luck. Let us know what transpires. We're always curious.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You know, even though the information...
She sounds younger than 42, doesn't she?
Yes,
she has
she does.
Very youthful voice.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Even though the information I give on these radio readings are kind of general, they're still valid because they present a direction that I think is very sound.
Definitely.
So even though you can't get into details, at least in the direction. I mean, the question was, am I going to have a relationship this soon? And the answer is yes. And it may, because it's based on a vibration I'm getting, so it validates at least that much, if nothing else.
Right, and, you know, some days are less busy than others. Today we just have a ton of callers, so there are times that we're able to give a little bit more detail than we're going to be able to do today. But
yeah,
like said,
our goal is to
base.
Always answer the people who bother to call so that the people aren't left without something.
We do our
something.
Best to get to every caller. So without further ado, let's get to our next caller. And thank you, 352, for raising your hand. You've been waiting quite a while, and you are in line, in place. Who's
thank
this,
thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your name?
Arlene.
Arlene, A-R-L-E-N-E?
Yes.
That's, oh gosh, memory. I knew someone like when I was under 3 years old named Arlene. We had a neighbor. But
Arlene,
anyway.
I can't get into it, but it's a very mysterious name. There's a mystery behind it, but I'll use that for another show.
Arlene,
oh, wow.
what's your location and birth date?
Yes, Ocala, Florida, June 30th. You want the year or two?
Yes, please.
51.
All right. 9, 19,
25,
7. Yeah. Wow, she's your number, Neil, but by 25 and same year.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what's your question, Arlene?
Yes, I bought a place 8 months ago, and I'm not really happy living here. It's got a big problem. And I'm trying to, well, I will be putting it up on the market very soon. And I want to sell it and move and have an easy transition into another place that's affordable for me. And I want to see what you could get on that, if I will be able to sell it, if I can find another place to transition into.
Okay. Now, real quickly, in relation to market value, where is this, the one you're in now, where the market value, would it be between a high 3 to a low 4, somewhere in that area? What's the market value of the home?
Under 30,000.
Under 30?
Yeah.
Under 30,000, was it like a condo or something?
No, it's a mobile home that sits on its own private lot. No mobile
okay.
home park, it's a private
it.
Lot. Quarter of an acre.
Okay, it's a mobile home that sits on a private lot with an acre of land. Okay.
A quarter acre.
I'm sorry?
A quarter acre.
Quarter acre. Arlene, did you ever live in a home? Did you grow up in a home that had a value of around $300,000 to $400,000? Was there anything in your history around there?
Not that I could recall.
Okay, well then something. I'm getting a vibe from you. I mean, you said under 30. I know, because that's not the vibe I'm getting. So I'm getting a vibe from you that something, I'm probably pulling up something to do with the energy of home and environment. So I'm going backward in time. Yeah. What about your parents' home? Did you grow up in an apartment setting or a home setting?
My parents had a nice suburban home. But the market value, they sold it, and even the farm that they sold, none of the properties were over, none of them sold for over $300,000 or not even over $200,000, none of them.
Okay. Well, then, okay, so what I'm determining with you, and do you own this trailer?
Yes, I own it.
And where do you want to move to?
Within a couple hours.
Okay, well then, what I'm determining, there's something that someone's going to do that I think the property that I'm looking at is the property that the party that's going to buy this area, this trailer, they live in a property of that size and they may want this for some other reason. So I don't think that they would buy this. You may get a buyer that you've lived there 8 months. You may get a buyer
yes.
that has property of a home that currently the home they live in has that price, $300,000 to $400,000. And I think what they're looking for, could this be considered something that somebody might use for vacation or rental or?
Yes.
Okay, Arlene.
A lot of snowbirds come to this area to escape the cold.
Snowbirds?
So they, snowbirds, they call them. They winter in Florida.
Snowbirds. I got it. So
no,
it's sort of
yeah.
it's sort of a vacation, rural, wilderness area, beautiful. People might not necessarily want to live there, but maybe vacation there. Maybe you might get a renter. I don't think the people who are going to buy it are going to live there. I think your buyer has a $300,000 to $400,000 home, and they're looking to buy this as a vacation place, or as a place where they might rent it out when they're not there.
That would be a possibility.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what I'm considering as we speak, Arlene. And anyone in your family born in March?
Not that I can think of.
Well, there's a three.
Well, then I want you to. What I'm going to do then, because I'm doing a quick reading with you on the phone, on the radio. I'm going to put out that there is there'll be a sale by March, in the month of March.
Okay.
And I don't know. We're going to experiment with this one, but I don't mind doing that. It's fun, kind of fun for me. So by March, I'm not a prediction, but I'm going to put out energy. I'll remember you, Arlene. By March, we're going to hopefully get a sale. Have you had any bids on it so far?
My neighbor has somebody that's a friend of theirs that is interested in it, in mine. They haven't contacted me yet, but he said that they are looking for something right here in this area, and he's going to give them my phone number.
Oh, are they looking for residents or just a...
They own another home in another state.
Oh, they own another home. That may be what I'm picking up on. So, Arlene, that might be it. So let's go with that, and we're going to go to the next caller, but we'll go with that as it stands as we speak here.
So that sounds really good. It sounds like it will be very soon, too, since this is already March.
Yeah. So those people, they sound like they may be the ones that might do it, but I can't promise that it's them, but they fit the category.
Okay, Arlene. Well, we thank you for your call, and stay tuned for Neil's mystical explanation of your name on a future episode. Let us know how things
progress. Will it be today, or will it be some other time?
It'll be
mystical.
On another show. We're not going to have time today because we've got so many callers, but we'll promise on the next show that he'll speak about your name. We'll remember
to
do that.
Okay, I'll have to tune in. Thank you.
Arlene.
Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Neil, 917, and I'm muting. For some reason, I've got this delay here in the studio. It's not allowing me to unmute. Let's see what's going on. All right, 917. Are you there, caller?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Who's this, please?
My name is Tina. Thank you for having your show today.
Oh, thank you for calling. Tina, what's your birth date and location, please?
11/27/73, and I'm located in New Jersey. I would like to ask about my boyfriend, Robert, and his birthday is 1/8/67.
67? Okay.
Thank you.
31/4, and he is a 9/19. That was quick. Okay.
Well, basically... You guys aren't too separated by master numbers. You're a 4 and he's a 5. You're a 31/4. He's a 32/5. So that's nice. Your years are interchange. You're born in 19 what?
1973.
I'm brought down 37.
Well, you know. She sounds like she was born in 1937.
It's still the
Just
same.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
The years are actually interchangeable. His 6 to your 7 is 67. Your 7 to his 7 to your 3 is 73. So your years are interchangeable.
Okay.
Everything looks good here for a takeoff. Tina, it feels you've got somebody that you've known in a past life, but you're here to transcend possibly with this person. What that means is that you're going to meet somebody from a past life, which is Robert, and then you work through some karma that you and he experienced past life-wise, and then once that's done, you start to renew your relationship, so to speak, and you start to move to a higher plane, which could ultimately lead to something serious. So I feel like with Robert, you have something moving here. Tina, did you ever know anyone that that had a pilot's license or liked to hang glide or do things with flying? Anybody in your whole history, your life, your family, anyone?
I used to work at the airport, but not really. I don't have any friends. It's ironic, though, because Robert is afraid of planes. He doesn't like them.
Okay. So that's it. That's it. And you used to work at an airport. So, what are you? She's laughing.
I like her. I mean, I like everybody,
Something's
but she's
laugh.
Funny.
Tina, the fact that you worked at an airport, what did you do there?
Oh, when I was like 19, I took a break from college. I was just like a ramp agent.
Yeah. Well, the fact that you worked there, you see, that's the psychic vibe I'm getting because I'm getting airplanes around you and stuff. So the relationship, the connection we have on the radio is so quick. I can't always pinpoint where it's coming from, but I got that validation. You worked in an airport, and so that's telling me that your relationship with Robert, and he's afraid of airplanes. That's the karma. So luckily you don't work there anymore. This is a kind of a serious premise. In other words, you might, and I'll tell you something else. Around December, if you can last long enough to be with this guy around December, it could get really serious if you can go that long.
Yes.
Well, we'll be putting out the best energy for you, Tina, regarding the relationship. And you can always feel free to call our show or get in touch with Neil directly for a more in-depth discussion. But we thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Take care. 562-597-7818. Okay, we have, Neil, four callers. Let's see, 1, 2... Four callers remaining.
And 20 minutes.
So we're going to do well. We're going to get everybody in today. Okay, 405 is next. They also raised their hand. Thank you for doing that. 405, who's this?
Hi, my name is Mandy.
Mandy, hi.
Yes, hi.
What's your location and birth, Mandy?
I'm in Oklahoma, and my birth date is November 17th, 1965.
A lot of 11 energies today, whether it's in the birth date or the master number, huh?
And where's she from, Ohio?
She's from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
She's 11, and she's 10, 20.
And were you from England or Canada, or where were you from?
Yes, I'm from England.
England, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. What's your question, Mandy?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Just your question, please.
Okay, I was just wondering when I might meet the right guy. Basically.
Okay.
Well,
she's a 314 like our last caller.
Yeah, 314 like the last caller. Let's see. We got 14, and that says going to be. So you're 49 years old?
Yes.
You're 49 years old. Your master number is 4. You had karma at 31. Did at 31 you make a change? Did you move? Did you do something in school? Did you lose the relationship?
No.
It would have been,
1996. Come on,
man. 96. Yeah. I had gosh. My son was born in 96.
Yeah.
Well, that's, yeah.
Yeah, see?
That's it.
1996, your son is born. So then you were divorced.
I was divorced 5 years ago.
Divorced 5 years ago, so you were approximately 45, 44, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that means you went through, at the time of your divorce, you went through 11 cycles of your master number. 4 times 11 is 44, 11 is your month. I have a 6 and 5 in your year, which is a repeat of an 11 when you add it up. So that means you're going to be having a relationship. Well, you should have had a relationship at 48. Was there any kind of intimacy, anything with any man at the age of 48?
Nope.
Nothing?
Nope.
Okay, so you're overdue. That means that something is blocking your energy. You have a block to the next relationship. Who in your family was a smoker? Who smoked?
Everyone in my family smoked apart from me.
Apart from you, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, mm-hmm. So what's happening, Mandy, is that you have a relationship coming, okay? And so don't mm-hmm. worry about that. But there is a mild block or barrier in your energy field that, I don't know, I don't have time to figure it out, but I'm getting the fact that there should have been a relationship last year. It didn't come because you have a block. So there's something blocking your energy. Don't forget, I got your son being born in 96. Did you lose anyone to cancer?
A couple people, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you've got a block, not a big block, but there is a block in your energy field. It's probably not a difficult thing what it would take is a little bit of questioning, probing, working something out. I don't know. You can do that. I don't have time to tell you how you can do it. You can always give me a call, or you could talk to somebody else that you trust or you know or something.
Mm-hmm.
But there is
mm-hmm.
a definite block in your energy field. But I'll tell you something. It's not serious. But it's enough it's like a door jam. It's like a lock on a door needs to be changed. It's not a major overhaul, but it's a mild kind of correction. Imagine if you're
right.
the lock in your car works, but the locks aren't working, and you take it into the shop
right.
and you get them to work. That's the kind of problem you've got. It's got something to do with the family zone, so I think that there's confusion in the family zone that you're still carrying the energy. Were your parents divorced?
No.
No, just you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you lose a parent? Have you lost a parent?
I've lost both of them.
Yeah. Okay, so that's where that quote divorce comes from. I can feel a separation. Now I see where it's coming. So I would have to, well, if it was me doing it, I'd have to go into your zone real quickly and figure out some unfinished business you have with your parents, get that corrected and find you, and then hopefully that would bring in the clearance of energy chakra-wise and you'd, you know, formulate a nice relationship. But I do see one coming, okay?
Okay, okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. 562-596-7818 is Neil's number. And, yeah, sometimes, you know, it's good to get a diagnosis and you know, wherever she wants to go from there is of course, her choice. But, you know, when people are wondering, why isn't this happening for me? And then, you know, you can find that block. It's pretty remarkable to me, Neil.
Yeah, you find the block, and then hopefully you can get rid of the block through just brief energy work.
Right.
You know, it's not a big deal. Sometimes it becomes problematic.
Right.
But, you know, you never know.
All righty. Okay, we have three more callers left and plenty of time for each one of them. So 480 is next, then 818, and then 770. 480, hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Hello. Oh,
hi.
This is Linda.
Linda, hi. And your birth date location, please.
I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, and my birthday is 10/1965.
Everybody has an 11.
How do you spell Linda?
Talked to today. Linda, correct?
Yes.
32.5. We're like going up incrementally here. 31.4 was our last, and 32.5. And Linda, what's your question?
Well, I've been dating this gentleman for quite some time, and I'm just wondering if it's ever going to form into something permanent.
Okay.
You've been dating.
Do you want his birth?
Yeah, let's get his birthday, Linda.
Okay, it's March 29th, 1966.
Oh, there's the March. That's the March. Well, I don't want to take away from the other March, where 24. That was the home, but this March now is a double hitter about March. Okay, so 11, 12, 13, 14, 24, 24. 36.9. So 36.9 to your 32.5 becomes a 14.5, and you want to know so you've been going with this guy. There's something blocked in him, not you in him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a block. There's something that's stopping him from taking that, what they used to say in the old days, that plunge into marriage.
Yep, that's true.
And you want to marry this guy. Well, there's something that, here's the thing, Linda, you two have a nice match. So there's nothing wrong with that. it's not about that you're not matched and that this is doomed from the start. In fact, you two would make a nice couple. The problem, that's not the problem. The problem is he's blocked. There's something blocking him from taking this final plunge. So there's something in his ego energy that where he still has fear and hesitation and reluctance. So he's taking everything but not finishing it. So that's where the problem is. There's something in his own ego energy that, in the deeper picture, could he marry you and be happy? Absolutely. But he doesn't understand that yet because he's blocked in a form of maturity. There's an adult energy that is outside of him that he's not being able to grasp yet because he's blocked in some kind of conflictual energy. So has he ever expressed this much to you, or have you perceived it as his partner?
I don't know. It's been a very odd 7 years that we've been together, but we just keep coming back to each other, just keep coming back, and we do get along really well. But you're right about what you're saying with like a maturity thing. It's like he has fear of like something permanent, and it's not, you know, it's been like that his whole life. So I just didn't know if
I know it's, you know. Here's your problem. The problem, the relationship could be great. You guys could have an outstanding relationship. The problem is that he may not be able to conquer his own irrational fears. They're irrational. They're based on a source of something real, but they're still irrational. Rational fear, you jump out of an airplane without a parachute. Irrational, you're afraid to grow up. You know, he's Peter Pan. So, you know, and he keeps coming back because he likes the energy of everything short of total commitment. So there's a security there which doesn't mount well, excuse me for the expression, doesn't mount well with you, the two of you. But aside from that, Linda, again, another case where it has to go into more in the detail, I would have to really analyze how one could work out whatever his problem is. Sometimes you can do it remotely, sometimes not. But at least I'm giving you the heads up on where you two stand.
Okay. Well, I will be calling you for a personal reading then.
All right, Linda. Well, that number is posted, I believe, on our Facebook page and here on Blog Talk Radio, but it's 562-596-7818, and we really appreciate your call today. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. Okay, 818 and then 770, Neil.
Two more
callers. We have been busy. I don't think we've talked to any. Everybody's been a new caller today.
Oh, great.
People we haven't spoken with before. So we appreciate meeting new people. Of course, we love our regular listeners, too. We love everybody. 818, are you there? 818?
Yes. Oh.
Hi there. Sorry, I got a delay here on unmuting the call, so it seems like it's just the wheel spinning. So I didn't know if you could hear me or not. What's your name?
My name is Suzanne, and I'm calling from LA.
Yes, we see that, Suzanne. 818. We're in the same neighborhood practically. What is your date?
It's February 26, 1954.
Okay, and what brings you to our show? 10, 20, 9, 11, 2.
Well, of course, a question.
Okay, you go ahead.
Okay, so I've been divorced for over 7 years now, and I never dated, but I was looking for a relationship. Anyway, I mostly enjoyed my freedom. However, now my ex wants to get back with me, and my son likes that idea, but I'm confused. I don't think
with
I should
ex.
Go back with him.
Okay, do you
sorry?
Have a birthday for your ex?
Oh, that's 4455.
4455, 8, 18, 28, 10, 1.
So my question is this. Do you see me getting back with him, or will I finally meet the man who is the best match for me?
Well, are you from Russia? Is that a Russian accent?
From Armenia. I'm from Armenia.
Where's that? Armenia. Okay. Well, okay. You're both compounded. You're 60 years old, and he's
61. Turned 61 just a couple.
Well, yeah. You're 61. Well, your big change. One of your big change is coming at 62. So what's going to happen? You see, he wants to get back. Well, there's been problems, and you're deciding, Suzanne. Do I have time left to experience another mate, another soulmate, if you will, another companion? Do I have time? Yes, you do. You do have time. What you have, in my world of thinking, you have a choice. So if you want the answer to your question, is there somebody else? Yes. But that person does not manifest and come into your life until you make a final decision about your ex. If you don't make a final decision about your ex, this person will not materialize. So you have to take that chance. If you decide to renew your vows with your ex, this person's going to fade off. You'll never meet them. They'll just go on to somebody else that's on the list of their relationships in this lifetime. Decide to return to your ex. If you don't return to your ex, this person will manifest in probably about 4 to 6 months. Well, no, I can't say that. When you're 62, you'd have to wait until 62 for this person to come into your life, and it would be somewhere in the zone of why you're 62, somewhere in that year. If you leave,
so I just started my 62, right?
Yeah, you'd have to. In other words, if you don't go back to your ex,
I don't want to go back. Actually, I'm like 98% sure that I don't want to go back with him.
Then don't go back. Don't go back.
Yeah, thank you.
Don't go back. Just because your son wants it, I mean, I understand a happy family matter, but don't go back. You then stick to your guns, but here's your story. Your journey takes you through 61. You're 62, and it's somewhere in that year that you'll meet him. But so
okay.
What?
To
lose your happiness over a year would be ridiculous. So you just hang in there, Suzanne. I do predict that at the age of 62, between 62 and 63, you'll meet him. It will be a lovely romance. You'll have a nice time dancing, you know, everything. Romance, but not till 62.
Thank you so much.
I don't think romance. Okay, you're welcome.
All right, Suzanne. Thank you.
God bless you.
All right, 562-596-7818. 770 is our last caller of the day. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. And
how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Fine.
And what's your birthday, Sandy?
My birth date is 6/24/52.
And your question?
And I'm calling from Florida. My question is about my husband's job. What I wanted to see what you saw for it.
Well, what do I see?
You want his birth date or not?
Well, yeah, you can give me your husband's birth date.
It's 7/30/57.
Interesting.
Okay. You go for those younger men, huh?
Yeah.
Right. Neil's teasing you. Big age difference there.
Okay. Well. In terms of your marriage to this man, Sandy, did he ever work for a company and they let him go and he was really disheartened over it? Did he ever have that experience?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what I'm, you know, he's got a little bit of trouble in relation, whenever you work for a company or you work for a place, what I like to think of is sometimes it's tribal. In other words, it's a relationship you have with your business in this lifetime, but sometimes in a past life, you go back to past lives and you've had their same relationship with the business, but it was on a tribal level. It was something more ancient in time. And I believe that your husband, do you know a John? Is anybody named John around you?
Yeah. Well, the only one I can think of is my girlfriend's son. And, you know, I really don't have that much to do with him. But there is a Johnny that my husband works with.
Oh, he works with a John?
That's it.
A Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny. That's the one. Okay. So what I'm doing on the radio, Sandy, is I'm trying to find a way to keep your husband staying at the job. Is it preference that he stays?
Well, I think it's better that he goes and changes jobs.
Mm. Oh, well, that's not a bad gear. I didn't know what you guys wanted. So when I first gave the reading that did your husband ever work for somebody and lose his job and it was really disheartening and you said yes, if we can go back to that part of the reading, then I would say to you immediately he's going to lose his job. But you see, I thought maybe you were engaging my skills to help you guys keep the job. If that's not what you want, it makes no difference to me.
I want to see him go on to another job, and he's stalling out. I don't understand.
Well, because it's you mean your husband is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you don't understand because, Sandy, it's a different dialogue. You're not in the right dialogue. It's a past. He has a past life connection with this job. It's past life, and he feels in his instincts. He's a very loyal person. Your husband is very loyal, and he's hardworking, and he doesn't like to feel like he's failed at anything. Is that the way he is in life?
Yes, but sometimes I think he doesn't understand what really is needed.
Well, okay. I mean, you guys don't see eye to eye. You have a different, deeper philosophy, and so therefore, you're not seeing it in the same picture. He's in a different mode of thinking, and you don't. You're probably frustrated because he doesn't see the healthier, bigger picture, and so it frustrates you. But you know what I'm thinking. What I'm thinking, Sandy, is that I have a feeling he may be leaving anyways, I really don't have time to go into depth. I'm feeling the vibe of it, and it feels like he's leaving anyways, but we've got this kind of karmic connection he has with the job. So in a more in-depth way, I would be asking you more about the nature of the job and things like that to really get to the fine point of my prediction. But right now, it feels like he may be leaving. Now, there is somebody named Mark that will ultimately surface, and that will be telling too, Mark. But I don't have time to get into any more detail today.
Yeah, we're running out of time, Andy. We've got about 60 seconds left, and I need to close the show. What were you going to say quickly?
Is this Mark related with this job or a new job?
I don't know yet. Do you know of a Mark?
Very quickly.
Only Mark I know is his cousin. We haven't seen him forever.
Okay, well, I'm zoning in on themes that I would work with in a more in-depth way, but right now I would say to you it looks like he's going to be leaving this job, but I just don't want to go any further than that because it would be irresponsible of me without telling you more details.
Sandy, we are back on the air on Wednesday, and you can call our show again if you like. Today was particularly busy, but
that's an option for you. You also can contact Neil directly at his 562-596-7818 number, but we do thank you for your call. And that is it for today, Neil. Busy day. We're back on the air on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much to all of our callers and listeners. Bye-bye.